You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all tuning in? How y'all tuning in? We're tuning in on the radio, Doctor. Dude. All right, thank you. You know, I want to do some clarification here. You're going to see a study that comes out this week talking about how doctors are commonly repeating medical tests on our Medicare patients. Again, it's all the doctor's fault. Our healthcare woes are all the doctor's fault. And, you know, I just kind of want to clarify here. I just want to just quickly go through what the study is talking about, because the last thing I need are Medicare patients saying doctors quit running tests on us. All right. Which is the trap that I think many of us as patients are going to fall into. Because remember, to save healthcare and to save money, we need to cut on tests. And which group is going to be the most vulnerable to have tests cut back on? Our seniors. So just be careful with this one, people. All right. So apparently, this is coming from drugs.com. It's in a variety of different sources. I love going to the website drugs.com because they have a bigger font. And for somebody like me that requires, you know, bigger fonts, I am just that kind of woman. Now, they say here many Medicare patients undergo some kind of repeat medical testing, but it's unclear whether giving the same test twice protects recipients' health or just piles on costs. They say there's a substantial amount of retesting, according to co-author Kevin Hayes, political analyst at the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission in Washington, D.C. Ah, how objective are they? They say there are also limited practice guidelines to help physicians understand when it's a good idea to repeat a test and when it's not. They say there's retesting for good reasons and there's retesting for bad reasons. Good reasons for retesting. Now, this is government telling us. This is government telling us good reasons for retesting include when test results are botched, test to check the effectiveness of a treatment, or to monitor an ongoing condition. But they say other factors that lead to possibly unneeded testing are patient demand and fear of being sued for malpractice. Yes. I mean, you give us tort reform. You protect us from getting sued for not running a test. Maybe we won't run the test, which, again, I still want patient, you know, safety coming first. They say basically researchers looked at a random sample of 5% of Medicare patients between January 2004 and 2006. They looked at the largest U.S. cities. They say for six common tests, one-third to one-half were repeated during a three-year period. Now, that's a little confusing to me. When I screen you for diabetes, I run that test every year. I'm not going to screen you once every 3 years. I think that's too long. If I'm going to screen a 70-year-old male for anemia and do a blood count when he comes in for a physical, I'm not going to wait 3 whole years. 55% of patients who underwent a heart test called an echocardiogram, it's an ultrasound of the heart, had a second test. 44% of those had an imaging test within 3 years. 3 years is a long time in heart years. 3 years is a very long time with the heart. Yes, I suggest usually stress tests every few years. What's their problem? Bring it. The pattern continued, they say, for 49% of those who had lung function tests and 46% of those who had a CT scan. They say 41% of those who had a bladder test called a cystoscopy, 35% of patients had an endoscopy for their digestive tracts and exams more than once. Well, of course, if you're diagnosing possible Barrett's esophagus, you're going to want to check and see if it's subsided or if it's changing to cancer. All right. We in America, we've been able to prevent cancer or find cancer at early stages and try to beat them. The only reason why we do that is because we run the gosh darn test. Duh. Now, speaking of bladder and cystoscopy, yeah, looks like we had another patient that ends up having bladder cancer. It was found on cystoscopy. Bladder cancer ain't fun. You have bladder cancer, many times you lose the bladder. Bladder cancer can kill. Now, mind you, bladder cancer is rare. So Medicare is probably looking at their numbers going, wow, look at all these cystoscopies. Look at all these cystoscopies. Now, mind you, a cystoscopy isn't the most fun. They put a scope up your urethra. Both girls and boys have urethras. Girls' urethras are a little shorter, so it's a little quicker test and a little less painful. Men's urethras are longer, some men longer than others. And when the cystoscopy has to go up there and look around the bladder and look around, it could be pretty frightening and painful. But it's a way to look at the bladder. You know, people hope that the CAT scan finds the cancer. CAT scans are damn good, but it has to be a certain size before the cancer gets picked up. It has to be a certain, just like colon cancer. People say, well, Dahlia, I had a CAT scan when I was in the ER 2 years ago, so I know I don't have colon cancer. No, what you could say about that CAT scan is 2 years ago, you probably didn't have metastatic colon cancer because they didn't see any lesions in the liver or lesions in your lymph node or lymph node involvement while they were looking for something else. You cannot say you're free of colon cancer just because you had a CAT scan. So what do they want us doctors to do? All right, now, this three-year rule is going to become more and more common because, remember, they want us to put off pap smears for 3 years. All right. This 3 year, honestly, 3 years is a very long time in medicine. And the reason why I think it's a long time is because I've seen doctors go down because something wasn't found within that 3 years. Okay. So I would just, with this study, again, be very, very careful when you interpret what they want to do. Yes, I run a diabetes screen and a lipid screen every year. That's how I was taught, and that's what I continue to teach. A lipid screen every year. Or, let's say something's a little off, I'm going to recheck your lipids, but I'm also going to throw that liver test in there, because if I have to institute any therapy, I need to make sure your liver's good. And if Medicare doesn't like it, tough. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite Radio that also distributes the show. Big thanks to Talk Superstation and all our affiliates out there. Thank you guys so much. So, article or a study comes out today discussing how unemployment may increase chances of having a heart attack. Well, duh. I mean, we've known that, but I guess it's another study they could do and they could feel smart about it, and we all get to talk about it. But it's something that I think we need to be reminded of, because if we do have a friend or family member that is unemployed, we shouldn't underestimate the amount of stress they could be under. Researchers analyzed data on more than 13,000 men and women aged 51 to 75 taking part in an ongoing health and retirement survey partially sponsored by the National Institute on Aging. Since 1992, participants, I guess, have been interviewed every 2 years about their employment and their health. Now, the data looked at periods of unemployment, but they don't really say if you were fired or laid off or out of work, switching jobs, or voluntarily. They just put that situation under job loss. loss. Now, researcher Matt Dupree, from what I understand, is the lead author of this. He's a professor at Duke. Now, I guess from what they understand is they did link the loss of a job to more risk of heart attack. They say there were 1,061 heart attacks during the study. Those with at least one job loss were 22% more likely to have a heart attack than those who never lost a job. Those with at least four job losses had a 60% higher risk than those with none. Some of you are probably like, who lost four jobs? Well, think about it. Going into this recession, you lose your first job, you pick up another one. They're still okay. Then they start to lose grounding. They cut more employees. You get another job. They start to lose grounding. And then maybe seasonal work. It's very easy for many people to have only, to have held as many as four different jobs over the last 4 years. They say men and women faced equal risk for heart attacks. So women, everybody keeps thinking, women are safe with heart disease, you know, because we always hear about the men. Women carry on a lot of stress. They say nearly 70% had at least one job loss in this analysis that looked from 1992 to 2010, or period of unemployment after working at a job. At least 10% had four or more job losses before or during the study period. They say even though the odds linked with job loss were not as big and as huge, it does show that there is a risk. All right. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, they lost their health insurance. That's an idea. You know, losing your health insurance, does that put you at risk because you're not taking your medicines? We've talked about how the statins are one of my favorite medications because they've actually been shown to prevent heart attack by preventing that plaque, that arterial plaque in the coronary artery, from slipping off and then causing a clot. We say these medications, quote unquote, seal the plaque. It's kind of counterintuitive. You're like, well, why would you want your arteriosclerotic plaque sealed? Don't you want it to dissipate? Some of them may cause regression, but you don't want it to break off and stress, tear the intimal lining of the vessel, and cause all your clotting factors to go in there, clog it up. So the statin medications are very protective. Also, your blood pressure medications are very protective. So, you know, the idea of, well, when you're unemployed, you lose your health insurance, or you don't have the extra money to spend on your medications, so you cut back on your medications. Absolutely. That's why, like I said, the study is a no-brainer. But I think they also want to emphasize the stress of not having a job. Okay, we need to work. We need to get up in the morning. You know, there were studies looking at people who retired and how people who retired seem to have a more accelerated death. Well, you know, some of us kind of looked at that study going, well, duh, they're older, their retirement age, the other aging. But there's something to needing to work and going to work and being on a daily routine. There's something to that that I think keeps us alive and well. When we talk about these centenarians that live way past 100, what did they do? They had a daily routine. They didn't just sit home and watch TV. They walked, they volunteered, they held a very, not horribly active, Wall Street stockbroker active, but they maintained an active lifestyle, which is why, you know, I talk to a lot of our retirees and I tell them, look, if you don't want to go back to work because you don't want to pay the extra taxes, then take a class, do a hobby, volunteer. But stay busy. You need that oomph. You need that fire under your step. You need that bounce in your walk. You just need to. So for those of you that do know somebody that has been unemployed, realize that they're at a little bit higher heart risk. Excuse me. Keep an eye on them. And we've talked about cardiac symptoms if somebody's having a heart attack. I'm not saying, you know, all your unemployed people need to go to the ER, but keep an eye on them. You know, they start to say they're having some trouble breathing. They sweat more. Their arm feels numb. They have some neck pain that's a little different, tooth pain, little bit of dizziness, little bit of confusion, or just the outright chest pain. Those are signs of heart attack. You know, we talk about women. They don't seem to present as prominently as men do. And many women, they think they pulled a muscle, or they think their breast hurts, or they think they pulled a neck muscle or their shoulder. Again, those could be signs of a cardiac event. Make sure you keep an eye on them. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, D-A-L-I. Did I even misspell my name? Confusion. Better do an EKG. L.A. Times reports that more Californians are driving high than drunk on the weekends. California officials are warning against drugged driving after a statewide survey found drugs that can affect driving in one of every seven weekend nighttime motorists, nearly twice the number of those with alcohol in their system. One in seven drivers in L.A. are high on the weekend. Is that what they're talking about? They say the survey results were announced Monday by the California Office of Traffic Safety, found that 14% of drivers surveyed tested positive for driving under the influence of impaired drugs, both illegal and prescription, while 7.3% of drivers tested positive for driving with alcohol in their system. All right, prescription drugs. We talked about this, guys. Your benzodiazepines, your Xanaxes, your Valiums, your Klonopins, not supposed to drive. That is driving under the influence. They say these results reinforce our belief that driving after consuming potentially impairing drugs is a serious and growing problem. They looked at 1,300 drivers who voluntarily provided breath and saliva samples at roadside locations in nine California cities between 10 and 3 a.m. Now, these are people who voluntarily, I'm going to tell you right now, I bet many people declined, many people passed. I mean, just said, not tonight. I don't want to get arrested. Samples were tested for alcohol, marijuana, THC, major illegal drugs, as well as prescription and over-the-counter medications that could adversely affect driving, like Benadryl, these antihistamines. Of the drugs found in the system, marijuana was the most prevalent. 7.4% of drivers having it in the system. You know, when they talk about legalizing marijuana, all right, I never had an issue with that because, again, I wanted our police force free to go after more heinous crimes. I was like, you know, honestly, people walking around with an ounce of marijuana, marijuana doesn't kill, for crying out loud. However, many of us in the medical profession, though, are concerned about the driving under the influence. You know, here in Vegas, we had four teenagers killed. It was actually stupid why they were there. For some reason, it was a I guess like a penile system work program where they had to clean trash off the highway. And unfortunately, another teenager who was high on marijuana ran them over. And so, you know, there's always the arguments I see, you know, especially in the news media, now that Colorado had, you know, passed the legalized marijuana law, marijuana doesn't kill. Marijuana doesn't kill. There's been no deaths led to marijuana. We're not talking about marijuana overdose like cocaine overdose. We're talking about impaired driving, impaired judgment. Now, I know many of my patients, when they smoke pot, they do it at home. They're on the couch. They're at home. They assure me they don't drive. I don't prescribe medical marijuana. But, of course, as their doctor, I just want to make sure they're not doing anything that could hurt others. But we need to realize that when we do have legalized marijuana in states, even though, like I said, many of us ideologically are for it because we want our police force not, you know, dealing with these issues, you know, and being able to be free to, you know, work the streets and provide, you know, more safety. An impaired driver under marijuana can be deadly. And that's why we really need to have better, I guess, probably highway supervision and roadway supervision in these states that end up legalizing marijuana. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And when you guys are on Facebook later, don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show. It is always nice to be able to connect with you all and be able to see who's listening. All right, so you probably have heard of this study that came out this week saying many women, depending on where they work, are putting them at risk for breast cancer. Now, we knew this was coming because they for years have been talking about the plastics and certain carcinogens and endocrine disruptors that we're exposed to on a daily basis. Well, why not the women that actually work in these food packaging plants and plastic plants, etc.? So they say women are exposed to a toxic soup of chemicals, and these high and if they work in an environment for over 10 years, they are putting themselves twice the normal risk to have breast cancer. Now, they say the high-risk jobs include those in agriculture, plastics, food packaging, metal manufacturer, bars, and gambling industries. They say women employed for 10 years in some of these sectors had more than twice the normal chance of being diagnosed with breast cancer. For premenopausal women, working in factories producing plastic components for cars or tin cans increased the risk fivefold. All of these occupations involve exposure to these potential carcinogens or these quote-unquote endocrine disruptors. They say there's increasing evidence that even low exposure over periods of time could trigger cancer. Now, what they did is they looked at about 1,000 women with breast cancer in Ontario, Canada, and they were compared with 1,100 randomly selected women in the community. They looked back at their history on where they worked, and they assessed the impact on cancer risk, and they found that 34% of the women had an increased risk if they worked in agriculture, some almost as high as 74% risk. They say working in the metal industry associated with a 76% increase. Plastics, pubs, canning factories doubled the chances of developing breast cancer. Now, this is going to be published in the Journal of Environmental Health. They think it was the smoke in casinos or in bars that probably put women at risk. I mean, I remember when I waited tables, we had to alternate between the smoking section and the non-smoking section. Like an idiot, I really liked working the smoking section because there were better tips. For some reason, smokers tip better. You had to actually go upstairs with the tray of food. It wasn't a tray. You had to carry the plates. It was a type of restaurant where you had to carry the plates. You couldn't bring a tray. And you had to go up the stairs, go down the stairs. For some reason, they thought the smoking section being upstairs, a little bit upstairs, was better. It didn't make sense. But, there's many people out there. They know, gosh darn, what they're doing. They're working in a place because they could have a job. They make some decent money. But, you know, think about it. If you are every day in and out, or day in and day out, working in a smoke-filled environment, that's secondhand smoke. You take it home to your kids, third-hand smoke. Could be cancerous, okay? Shift work and, of course, working at night also increase breast cancer risk, which is kind of confusing because most of these factory jobs are day jobs. But, okay. Now, you guys remember the transgender inmate who had killed, I believe, his wife? And then had, I guess, sued the state for a sex change. He's suing the state again after she was denied electrolysis treatments. Michelle Kosalek, formerly Robert Kosalek, has brought her case before a U.S. district court claiming that by refusing to provide her additional hair removal procedures, the prison system is preventing her from completing her gender transition from male to female. Why again does the state have to pay for it? I mean, if somebody wants a sex change, pay for it yourself. I mean, if I want any cosmetic surgery or a breast lift or, I mean, even a hysterectomy, I'm going to have out-of-pocket expenses. I don't understand why the prison system, especially if you killed somebody, has to pay for it. I don't get that. I guess the latest lawsuit comes on the heels of other such cases filed by Kosalek in an effort to undergo a sex change while in prison. This is being reported by Mail Online. In September, a judge ordered the state to pay for her sex reassignment operation, saying that it was the only way to treat her serious medical needs. That decision, of course, is facing an appeal. They say that denying her the electrolysis treatment for facial hair. Okay, listen, a lot of us women got facial hair. All right, I would not be asking somebody to pay for it. Why doesn't she wax? Then you wax. That's what the rest of us women do. I know men are like, oh, no, Dahlia. And by the way, some of you guys calling in, I get your messages. And thank you so much for, some of the messages inquiring about, how I really look. I look good. But, I am a middle-aged woman. And women do seem to not look like they do in the movies in real life. And many of us middle-aged women do need to, I guess, beckon the assistance of an occasional waxer. And I wouldn't even think about it. I understand electrolysis is a more permanent form, but I mean, if the prison system is financially strapped and they're giving you a free sex change, I would probably say, maybe just wax in the meantime. I know it hurts, but that's what women do. I mean, to be as sexy as we are, we go through a lot of pain. It hurts to look this good. It really does hurt. I guess the department said they decided to stop giving CoSelect treatments after they discovered she had already received significant hair removal and concluded that what hair she had left could be removed by shaving or depilatories. Is depilatories like Nair? Nair never worked on me. Nair actually smells bad. I could never use Nair because you'd put it on your legs and it would stink. CoSelect says if she doesn't shave, she's going to have a beard. Well, then she could get a job as the bearded lady. All right. So, I mean, this is, I don't live in, what is that, Massachusetts? But what state is this? That's Massachusetts. I am so glad my taxpaying dollars doesn't go there. But for those of you who do live in Massachusetts, you're going to be upset about this one. Apparently, illegal immigrants are going to get in-state tuition benefits as opposed to having to pay out-of-state tuition. They say thousands of illegal immigrants living in Massachusetts can now qualify for state resident tuition rates at state colleges. The policy was laid out Monday by Governor Deval Patrick. The shift builds on the Obama administration policy that the federal government will not seek to deport most young immigrants who as children were either brought to the United States illegally or kept here illegally. The Massachusetts policy applies to that same group. Okay, and thank you, Obama, because I'm assuming now our taxes go down because ICE and the Homeland Security aren't doing their job, so much of our tax money now gets to be refunded back to us. Is that what I could take from that? I doubt it. Officials say there are very few illegal immigrants currently enrolled who might benefit from the in-state tuition discount. Much larger effect will be encouraging others to enroll. They estimate that Massachusetts has 15,000 to 17,000 residents in the age group affected by the change in the deportation policy. So now give them college. Wonderful. Now, listen, true, they're going to have to pay for college in state. But what that tells me is if I have any children that want to go to a Massachusetts school, they're going to get stuck with out-of-state tuition, and all they did was be a part of a family that are citizens and have been paying their taxes. So I guess if you're a tax-paying citizen in any other country, in any other city, you're going to be penalized by Massachusetts for or state. You're going to be penalized because you have to pay out-of-state tuition. Whereas if you're here illegally, in-state tuition all the way. Now I understand what Massachusetts is doing. It's money. I mean, how much does it cost? $13,000 in tuition and fees. Out of state pays $26,000. So you tell 15 to 17,000 illegal immigrants that they could get in-state tuition. But my guess is they'll have to, like many of us, they're going to then apply for aid. And then, of course, Massachusetts is going to give aid. So I don't know if Massachusetts is going to actually get thousands upon thousands of dollars now because of this. But that's probably their goal. But for those of us that are American citizens that are thinking about going to college in Massachusetts, we're going to have to pay an extra $13,000 out of pocket each year. It's our penalty for being citizens. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you ever miss the show, you can always email us at drdahlia.com. Nancy from Heston, Kansas writes, I'll kind of make this short, but poor thing. She says, every time I wake up, whether it be from a nap or sleep during the night, I'm filled with panic and always have high blood pressure. Readings are usually 170s to 180 systolic 90. Diastolic, several times, it's been over 200. Now, we talk about systolic and diastolic pressure a lot on the show. I want you guys 120 over 70. It's an easy number to remember, 120 over 70. You start looking at maybe we need to medicate when you're in the 140s, 150s, systolic, upper 80s, 90s. But then when you're starting to float around in the upper 100s to 200 systolic, you're at stroke range. She barely can sleep. She says, I can only sleep 2-3 hours at a time. She takes one of her medicines but still wakes in 2 to 3 hours. Pulse rates are normal, has seen cardiology and nephrology. Family doctor is the only one that appears to help. She's on multiple medications. I won't go through them. And she had scans for uncontrollable hypertension and were told they were all normal. She's 71 years old, has never smoked or drunk alcohol, is scared that will have a heart attack or stroke. And she listens to my show. Nancy, you are such a sweetheart. I mean, you're right. When your numbers go up to the 200s, that is what could put you at risk. You know, I've talked about this a lot with all our listeners and even our patients. You know, you'll have somebody that goes for their mammograms, they go for the colonoscopy, they go for the pap smears. Their cholesterol is good, their sugar's good, and they're healthy people. And then all of a sudden, they're getting to their 70s and their 80s, and the blood pressure goes haywire. And they go, is this the way nature's going to take me? You know, if I have overall a healthy heart, if I have overall, you know, no cancer, I'm doing everything right, is this what happens? And we see that. We see people who have been healthy their whole lives, and then all of a sudden you get to a certain age where your blood pressure just spikes. Now, I'm writing Nancy back, and I'm going to tell her, she gave me a list of her medicines, and I'm going to give her some suggestions, like maybe consider Tecterna or an ARB. These angiotensin receptor blockers may stop some of the spikes. Underlying anxiety can also cause these very abnormal blood pressure spikes. And so sometimes I've actually used SSRIs like Zoloft, Prozac, Lexapro to lower people's blood pressure, and it's worked. That's always an excellent idea. But of course, sleep study. If you have sleep apnea or any element of it, it's going to cause blood pressure spikes and for you to have continued high blood pressure. So I'm also going to recommend a sleep study. And, you know, I know some of you are probably like, well, Cardura or Clonidine. They gave me Clonidine. Yes, we do give many seniors Clonidine. It sounds like, though, she's already on a pretty maxed dose. Good suggestion, though, guys, but she kind of is already on a max dose, so that's why she came to me. So I'm going to give her some of those suggestions, maybe change some of the medicines around, sleep study, and consider an SSRI. But it's scary stuff, because they say blood pressure is a silent killer, and you want to be able to control. I mean, even diabetes, many of you that are afflicted with diabetes and are on insulin, you have that feeling, I can't control it. But some of you that are diabetic, you can. You do have the control. Some of you with high cholesterol, you do have the control. And you don't know how blessed you are having a medical condition that you could possibly control. Whereas people with high blood pressure, if they don't drink and they don't smoke and they don't do crack or any sort of stimulants and their blood pressure spikes without them doing anything, it's very scary. And 71, I mean, life expectancy now goes well into the 80s as far as I'm concerned with women. So she has plenty more years to go for her life to be cut short because of blood pressure skyrocketing like that is an absolute shame. We do need better control. But also, you know, sometimes these medicines wear out. You know, I've noticed that many people have been on these medications for years, and then the doctor raises the dose, and the doctor raises the dose. And that's how I was trained in medical school. When I was trained, you start everybody on a water pill. If that doesn't work, then you give them a beta blocker. If that doesn't work, then maybe you start them on an ACE. Now, things have changed because they realize not everybody needs a beta blocker to slow down their heart, or not everybody needs a water pill. But you start with one medicine, and you keep going up, and you keep going up, and you max it out, and then you start the second. And it wasn't until, I believe, Lotrel came out, the Norvasc Benazepril combo that Pfizer came out with, that made many of us realize, guys, we don't have to just take one medicine, max it out, and then start a second. We could use some combo regimens at low doses and find that we're going to get control. Because remember, when you have an issue like blood pressure or diabetes, etc., a lot of times it's multifactorial. It's not just one thing going wrong. And we've talked about the different medications out there for blood pressure. The diuretics decrease fluid overload. The beta blockers slow down heart rate, because heart rate sometimes could be high and cause blood pressure. For those of you with normal heart rate and normal fluid, sometimes the arteries just stiffen, and the amlodipine relaxes those arteries. And then for those of you with an abnormal spiking issue because of the renin system that you have, these ACE inhibitors or these ARBs or these renin blockers appear to help. So again, you know, there could be a variety of things. And sometimes arteries stiffen and your heart rate goes up. Or sometimes you have a renin spike and you need a little diuretic to help the renin blocker work. So there's a variety of different combinations that occur. And I think sometimes your body gets tolerant to these blood pressure medicines. I really do. I mean, you don't get addicted to these medicines, but sometimes they just don't seem to work. And with them not seeming to work, then sometimes we just need to switch it up a little bit. And for those of you on 4 or 5 medications, I've talked about that. If one medication you were put on 20 years ago, maybe that's one that you could maybe change. Now, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, if you have phenomenal blood pressure and you're on 4 medicines to do it and you're happy with those, then fine. But if your blood pressure is still high and you're on Benazepril 40, maybe that Benazepril could be changed up a little bit to an ARB, like Cozar. You know, it's generic at least. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's been a lot of talk of this District of Columbia, America, I guess Miss America pageant. I guess she's Miss Maryland. I believe she's trying for Miss America. She's 24 years old and is actually opting to have a bilateral mastectomy. She lost her mother to breast cancer, and she's thinking about doing a preventative double mastectomy. She said her mother had a right breast removed when she was 27, but at 47, 48, the cancer came back to her left breast. So it sounds like her mother had a very aggressive breast cancer that hit her in the 20s. Rose has been gene tested and does carry the gene. My guess is she's BRCA positive. She says she has a 75% chance of getting breast cancer in women who carry it. Now, if you've noticed, I've never sat here and recommended people get their breasts removed, but I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't consider it as well. Having breast cancer and all sorts of cancer in the family and having had an ovarian tumor already, I was like, I better get this checked out. And it was my radiologist who had said, Dahlia, look, if you're going to be doing any nip-tuck, you know, you might as well check, you know, the BRCA gene. You might as well. And luckily I was negative for it, so I decided to keep my breasts. And I know she's talking about her breasts again on the show. I'm sorry. But if I was BRCA positive, yes, I probably would have seriously considered it. I mean, again, we have such a cancer-ridden family. I just, you know, didn't want to deal with it, didn't want to put the kids through it, and definitely didn't want to put my listeners through it. But it's something that a lot of women are considering. You have a 75% chance that a body part could turn cancerous. Even though I probably wouldn't have done it as young in my 20s, I understand why this woman is scared. And so I don't blame her for considering that option. I mean, now it would be easier for me to take that option because, again, after a couple kids, but I'm not going to go into that. And trust me, anything that stays above the waist, I'm for. All right, guys, cannot wait to go through. Oh, we got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
A little
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.